Okay, well, we're going to give time for another youngster to brag on his dad, Mr. Lou Gorzinski. If he'll come in, if you'll just hand the headset to him. I'll tell you what, you dominated, Luke, on both sides of the ball, and you guys scored early and often. Talk about that first two plays of the game. That was amazing. Talk about it.
Well, you know, we kind of know into it, watching their film against Norway, that that's the kind of stuff they like to run against our three-man set. And they opened the field. They were a little vulnerable to the run, and I had great blockers in front of me, set it up perfect.
Your line play today up in front of you was devastating. Those guys were on their backside all day long. Talk about your friends up front, because they were doing yeoman's duty.
Oh, they were phenomenal. They're phenomenal every day. You know, in practice, in the games, every time. They bring it. I couldn't be more proud of these guys. Like some of these guys that I'm playing, like Cordy and all them, I see them every single day in school, and just him talking football, I'm talking football, and just getting in touch like that in the conference.
You know, there's an old saying, practice makes perfect. You guys came as close to perfect football today as I've seen. Describe your practices.
Well, I mean, they're pretty lax, but also focused at the same time. You want to keep everyone happy and having fun, having playing football, but also we know what our goal is this year, and keeping everyone on the same page and knowing that goal is what keeps us focused and driving each practice.
I want to give just a word of praise for your backup quarterback, Brent Laboni. I believe he'd be starting on about 90% of the ball clubs that are playing eight-player football. Talk about him just a moment.
Absolutely, man. I die for Brent. Having him in the same quarterback room as I do, doing the same drills as I do, he's just as much competition as I'll ever see, and he's on my team, and it's an awesome feeling to have.
You know, all that work in the weight room is paying off, because I see guys going down like flies in some places, but you guys seem to be pretty strong both in the upper body and elsewhere. You guys must be paying your dues in the weight room.
Yeah, we all take pride in the weight room, what we do in the weight room. You know, it's all competitive for these guys. You know, I can bench more, I can lift more, it's all like that. But, you know, whatever it does, it drives us to get stronger, and obviously they bring it out on the field.